My name is Anna Teston, and I attend the Pennsylvania State University. I'm studying plant pathology with a dual title in international agriculture and development. I'm a second-year master's student, and my thesis is entitled Utilizing Bacillus Populations to Enhance Growth and Disease Resistance of Quinoa, Canopodium quinoa. Here's my research description. Quinoa. Quin-what? Quinoa. Q-U-I-N-O-A. Quinoa. It's an Andean crop grown for its nutritious and delicious seed, and it happens to be the crop that I'm studying for my master's thesis. What's so special about quinoa besides being great for health food junkies? Turns out that quinoa grows in nutrient-poor and saline soils, can handle drought and frost, grows above 12,000 feet, and still produces a great-tasting seed that is a complete protein. Quinoa is native to the Andes and is an important crop for food security in that region. But because the seed is so nutritious and tasty, there's a huge export market for North American and European consumers. Quinoa has traditionally been grown organically, but with increased consumer demand, it's becoming difficult to maintain high yields with traditional farming. That's where my research comes in. I'm studying how we can use bacteria to enhance nutrient uptake and reduce disease in quinoa. These good bacteria are called plant growth promoting bacteria. To enhance nutrient uptake, I look for phosphate-solubilizing bacteria because these bacteria make soil phosphorus more available to plants, which reduces the need for synthetic fertilizers. To reduce disease, I test bacteria for the ability to combat the pathogen that causes quinoa downy mildew, the worst disease of quinoa. I'm also looking at how the quinoa downy mildew pathogen is transmitted so that we can control its spread. The pathogen is seed-borne, and I can detect it in quinoa that you buy from the grocery store. Don't worry, though. The pathogen isn't bad for you, but it is really bad for quinoa production. To improve quinoa production, we can use bacteria to reduce the need for synthetic fertilizers and pesticide, which is good for sustainability. In collaboration with researchers in Bolivia and Ecuador, my research will be put into practice to make quinoa production more sustainable for years to come. This research is funded by the United States Agency for International Development, Sustainable Agriculture, and Natural Resources Management Collaborative Research Support Program.